The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Okay, welcome one and all to the latest episode of the Magical Worlds Podcast. I am your host, John Russell, and first and foremost, I want to apologize for not having an episode last week. Timing and real life got in the way of that, and I didn't get a chance to get all the stuff together that I needed for this episode, so my apologies for the delay. So in this episode of the Magical Worlds Podcast, however, we do have some cool things going on. We will be talking to Sarah Golding later in the episode in an interview. She plays Lady Natilda and Granny Mulweather, and she has played one or two other smaller roles here and there. So she's a lot of fun, and she will be with us talking about Lady Natilda primarily and Magic Monsters of Mayhem and her career and so forth. So we will catch up with her towards the end of the episode. But for right now, we've got to talk about what's been going on with Magic Monsters of Mayhem. If you missed any of it, then spoiler alert, you know, we may get into spoilery things. I'll try not to, but, you know, if we do, you might want to go back and listen to what's been going on the last couple of weeks. So we had a couple of episodes, 303 and 304, since we've talked last. So, you know, you might want to stop right now and go back and listen. And I'll give you a quick clip here so that you have the opportunity to stop and go back and hear what you might have missed. So here's a clip from probably one of those episodes. Possibly something coming up. Let's see, shall we?
I don't believe it!
Are my eyes playing tricks on me? Or is this some kind of inn? And in the middle of nowhere?
If your eyes are playing tricks on you, mine are doing the same to me.
I just can't believe it.
Welcome, strangers. Welcome to the Inn of the Broken Path.
Thank you, kind sir.
Come, join us at the bar. The first drink is on the house.
Thank you. But I really don't drink.
Then perhaps I could offer you ladies something to eat. Also on the house for first-time customers.
How do you make any money being so generous?
We rarely see strangers in these parts, so it's not really a regular thing. Well, that is, until this week anyway. Seems a few other travelers have made it to my lonely little inn this week, and they're seated just over there.
You assume we care.
Whew! It may be hot outside, but it seems a cold wind blows in from the north. I'm assuming you're from the north. Clearly, you're not from around these parts.
Forgive my friend here. Divine isn't long on manners or friendliness.
I just don't easily take to strangers. Sorry, no offense meant.
No offense taken! Anyway, my name's Bryce Fontaine. I'm the owner and proprietor of this inn you've stumbled upon.
Despite Divine's cold introduction, we are pleased to find it.
Where are you lovely ladies from? And may I know your names?
I'm Lily Fairheart, and this is Divine Fortney.
All right, well, we are back in here, and hopefully you, if you hadn't heard those episodes, you went back and listened to them. Episode 303 and 304 primarily are concerning the fact that Rosa Dernholm has been brought home. The episode 303 was called Homecoming, and it was about Rosa going unexpectedly being sent to her home where she came from. She hasn't been there for 2 or 3 years, but she goes back and speaks with her father and her sister and gets to catch up with the people of her village. At any rate, we will now get on with some other stuff, which, of course, the main business apart from interviewing Sarah Golding, which of course is the main business of the episode. But I have been promising for a few weeks now that we will get into these giveaways, and it's been delayed a couple of times for one reason and another, but I finally had a chance to sit down and work out how we're going to do this. So yeah, get set for the giveaways. So we are going to be giving away some great merch. Hopefully it's great merch. Hopefully you enjoy it. If you are a fan of Magic Monsters and Mayhem, you should enjoy this. If you're not, I don't know why you're listening to this, but because that's what this show is all about, the behind the scenes of Magic Monsters and Mayhem. And I thought, sort of as a promotional thing this summer, and as a thank you to you guys who do listen, that we would give away some free stuff. So I thought we would give away some stickers initially, and then later on we're going to be giving away one of the Magic Monsters of Mayhem graphic t-shirts, which was designed by Victor Aurelius, who plays Rast, of course. But he's a multi-talented guy, and he helped me design this t-shirt. He didn't help me. He actually did it himself. I just gave him some feedback on it. But he did a brilliant job, and it's a beautiful shirt. And it comes in a few different colors. If you want to buy one, you certainly can, and that'll help us pay the rent around here. It helps us to pay for our podcast feed. It helps us to pay for our server and our domain and all that stuff. So, you know, that stuff doesn't come cheap, and it comes out of my pocket. We are nonprofit, so I'm not making money on this stuff. I actually lose money on this stuff, but I do it for the love of the art. And, you never know what will develop someday. Maybe we can do this full professionally instead of just semi-professionally, but at the moment we rely on the kindness of you folks. Earlier on we would ask for donations and so forth and for people to help us out, but I've never felt good about that. It's a necessary evil, I suppose, and a lot of production companies do that these days, but I never felt 100% great with it, and I it's kind of embarrassing to have to ask. So rather than do that, I came up with the idea of, you know, having some merch that you guys can buy, that some of the proceeds will go back into helping us produce this stuff. So it kind of would be hard to do it without that. Some of you have bought merchandise, and we appreciate that. It really does help us out. So you can do that. You can go on our website, the Dream Realm shop, or the Dream Realm store, which you'll find a link to on our website. And you can peruse all the different things that are up there. We've got Robots of the Company merch. We've got Magic Monsters and Mayhem merch. And we'll add and take away to that stuff as we go. But there's some cool stuff up there, including these stickers. We have some MMM stickers. We have some robot stickers. We have robots t-shirts. We have totes. We have a beach towel this year, as a matter of fact. Of course, we have this new Magic Monsters of Mayhem graphic t-shirt. And we're going to give one away to one lucky person. But you can go right now and buy one if you'd like. They're not too expensive. I try to keep the prices low. That's something I can control to a degree. I try to keep it as cheap as I can, but also keeping in mind we have to make a little bit off of this. So if they seem a little expensive, it's nothing compared to what others do, I can tell you. But it really does go into keeping us afloat. So thanks for those who have bought stuff. You're really helping keeping our shows coming, keeping DRE alive, helping us pay the bills. So thank you for that. And anybody who's interested in buying any of that merch, it's just cool merch that you can represent your favorite show, show your support. And it'll, as you wear like a t-shirt around, people will ask you questions about it, and you'll be spreading the word about DRE and our shows. But in the meantime, we are giving away some stuff. So okay, we're going to get into these giveaways, and I'm going to try and do this as succinctly and simply as possible, just so you guys will understand exactly what I'm talking about. Of course, we've been talking about this for a while. We are giving away 3 Magic Monsters and Mayhem stickers over the course of the next few weeks. And if this giveaway goes well, we will also be giving away one of our Magic Monsters and Mayhem graphic t-shirts. It's the new one, of course, that we've been talking about for a while. If you want to see pictures of that shirt as well as the stickers, the shirt, of course, is not necessarily the one that you'll get. You'll see a picture of me wearing it, but that's mine. And it comes in other colors besides the mint green that I chose. I just preferred that color for some reason. I just thought it looked really well with the graphic. But there are a few other colors. If you go on the Dream Realm store, you will get the chance to see what the other colors are. And if you win that shirt, you will get to choose your color and your size and all that good stuff. So it will be personalized for you. But first of all, we've got to get through these sticker giveaways. Of course, you can see the stickers, like I said, and the shirt, what those will look like if you visit our website, dreamrealmsite.com, and go to the Magical Worlds page on our website. And you can take a look at all that stuff, all of our merch, if you hit the link that is on the main page of the website, which will take you to the Dream Realm store, where you can purchase this stuff if you don't want to wait for trying to win one, and if you're not lucky enough to win one. But as I was saying, we are going to try and give away these 3 stickers. If for some reason it isn't a successful contest and nobody enters or whatever, then, you know, we may not bother with the t-shirt. So really, this is a trial run right here with the sticker. So you need to send us your submissions for this. So the first one, we're going to give away 1 sticker a week, starting with this episode. Next episode, we'll give away the second one, and the following episode, we'll give away a third one. So that way, 3 different people will get one. So if you don't win one this week, if we do have, let's say, multiple entries and they all get the trivia question correct, we will take the names of all those people, put them on a piece of paper, drop them in a hat, swish it around, and pick one lucky person to win this week. And then next week you'll have to re-enter with the new question. We will have a different question for each sticker, basically. And then there will be a number of questions for the t-shirt. It won't just be one. So that one's, we're going to make that one a little harder. But hopefully it won't be too hard either way. But everybody is welcome to enter. Anyone out there who listens to our show and enjoys it, you're welcome to enter. And all you'd have to do is send me an email at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com with the subject header MMM contest or MMM giveaway, something like that. Just so we know it's not spam, and we actually read your entry. And in that email, you will give us the answer to the question that I'm going to ask you shortly, as well as your mailing address, which we will need in order to send you your sticker if you win. So, yeah, there we go. That's the situation. And, of course, the winners will be announced on this show, the Magical Worlds podcast, as we go. So again, this week we're going to give away 1 sticker. Next week we're going to give away another sticker, and the following week we will give away the final sticker, because we have 3 to give away. As far as the t-shirt's concerned, if this all goes well, in a few weeks before the end of the season, we will do the giveaway on that one, and that will be a series of questions, and we'll get into that much later, after we see how this goes. But right now, the question that we are going to ask is, what is the name of the elf tribe of Rosa Dernhelm? What is the name of that tribe, her Rosa's tribe of elves? We've said it in the episodes in the series Magic Monsters and Mayhem, in a few different episodes, even going back to book two. And of course, I've said it on this show once or twice. So if you know the name of Rose's tribe, what the tribe of elves are called, then you might possibly win a sticker. So yeah, everybody who knows the answer to that, please send it in. Don't put it on social media or anything like that. Just put it in your email and send it to us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. That is our email address. And if you don't get it, you can go on our website and you will see what that is. You know, it's written out there. So it's darkbuilding and then the numeral 1@yahoo.com. But again, you can see it for yourself on dreamrealmsite.com. So that's it. That's the first one. So send us in your submissions, your answers, and one lucky person will win this first sticker. So good luck, everybody. Okay, right now we are going to be talking to Sarah Golding, who plays, of course, Lady Natilda on Magic Monsters and Mayhem, amongst one or two other characters, of course. She was also in Robots of the Company last year as a character called Hilly, if you remember that episode. I did this interview with her recently, and it was a hoot to talk to her and play you a quick clip of Lady Natilda in action right here, and then we will interview Sarah Golding.
Oh, it is you!
You wanted to see me, ma'am?
Oh, just look at you! Tall, thin, maybe a bit too thin. Oh well, nobody's perfect. But with such an adorable young face, and what gorgeously long ginger hair. Oh, aren't you just the bee's knees? Oh, I've embarrassed you.
No, not at all, ma'am.
Oh, let's not be formal, child. You are so well-mannered. So, now, let's be chums. Zoe, isn't it?
Yes, Lady Natilda.
Oh, no, I insist you simply call me Nat.
Okay.
Now, there's no need to be nervous.
Hi, Sarah, and welcome to the Magical Worlds podcast.
Hello, Jonathan. Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be on this podcast. I am wearing my bestest pants to speak to you in the British sense.
That's good to know, I think.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about who Lady Natilda is and what she's all about.
Well, who is Lady Natilda? That's a very good question. Gosh, she's horrid, isn't she? I feel she is the kind of person that would steal a child. She just wants power. She is a child trapped in some kind of voraciously sexy woman's body. Obviously, she's hugely beautiful. No, I do feel she just is able to weave a little bit of magic, like actual, but also she reminds me of Granny Weatherwax, you know, but not in a good way. She's like what the strange and slightly quirky Scottish cousin of Granny Weatherwax would be if Granny Weatherwax's side of the family was bad. Yes. So she uses sort of her headology, her common sense, if you like. And she really just wants to have her cake and eat it, doesn't she, really? I find as well that she is so deliciously naughty. I think she comes up with things to beat the patriarchy, really. Can I be political? No, she just, there's all these men in positions of power, isn't there, really? I mean, there's a few ladies, obviously, as well. But she really doesn't like these men who she can exploit in a sexual manner to get what she wants. I mean, have you ever done that, Jonathan? Come on, be honest.
No.
No, I've only done it twice. that I know about. No, I haven't really. Oh, my goodness, no. What a disgraceful thing to say. No, it's about the... I'm talking about the character, obviously. She would do that very much. And I think she thinks she is amazingly attractive to anyone and everyone, but I'm not sure how she does lure them in. I think it's slightly gift of the gab. You know, she says things and she kind of, I don't know, lures people in with her kinky flirtatiousness, whatever action that was. Would you agree? Me neither. I wouldn't know how, Jonathan. I need lessons, actually, if anyone would like to give me any. Oh, no, I didn't need them. I'm married. Sorry, I forgot. No, I didn't.
So what's it been like to get to play the character of Natilda?
What has it been like? When I get a Lady Natilda script, it is very exciting. I adore playing her because I absolutely love, well, anybody who's anybody would love a little bit of a bad character, you know? When I first auditioned for it, I think, I don't know why I decided to give it this Scottish flavour because she reminded me a little bit of the mischievous kind of nature of Missy from Doctor Who. So I kind of wanted to play with that kind of type of side to her, that naughtiness. Yes, I do love. We all love a little bit of naughty, don't we? Oh, come on, don't lie. I just think... the bad side is great, but also the playfulness, I think I've mentioned a few times, it is just delicious. And, you know, she flaunts her power. She can, with the flick of her wrist, do great damage.
Great minds think alike, because when writing her initially, I kept thinking she should be kind of like Missy, be as mad as that character, at least. What do you imagine Natilda would think of her nickname, the Viper of Terse?
Viper of Terse, now let me see. I think she'd rather like it. I think she would, because she essentially, by someone naming her that, has given her power. If you are named something, at least somebody's taking notice. And Viper, ooh, it's got a little bit of an acidic... poisonous, scary notion to it. And she does like black. So probably she would love being the Viper of Terse because people are talking about her. And no, to be wary. You wouldn't step in front of a viper intentionally unless you wished to spar. Would you agree, Jonathan? Would you?
Yes, I agree.
I wouldn't. I'd run away.
So is Natilda purely evil, or do you think she has any redeeming qualities?
No, I think she just wants to be loved. That's all she wants, Jonathan, really. But she won't let anyone get close enough. I don't think she knows what she wants, really. She is still a child, as I say, trapped in this beautiful woman's body with really big... No, she... I don't think she's purely evil, no. I just think she's in such a bubble and has got her way so far. Nobody yet, it seems, has been able to match her for her power. You know what I mean? Or her devious nature, you know, because she does think slightly differently from other folks. And that's why people are wary of her. They're really not sure what she's going to do next. It's like sort of the Joker meets, I don't know, the Hulk, and who else is scary? And Kathy Bates. Not Kathy Bates herself, she's very, very nice. I mean, what's the name of the book? Jonathan, help me. Misery, that's it. Yeah, I saw that on Broadway with Bruce Willis. He was terrible, but it was awesome. But he was terrible. But no, he was great. Oh, God, shut up. But no, I did digress a little. You said redeeming qualities. Yes. Yes, because she does. She's like any other person. Well, because she a person? I don't know if she's an actual person or has a spiritual, fantastical beginning. Who are her parents? What did they leave her young? Well, she's definitely an only child, right? No offense to only child people. Oh my God, getting myself in trouble now. I didn't say that. That was, what am I trying to say? Jonathan, I'm sorry. I'm buggering this up beautifully. I haven't really been interviewed by other people before, so this is fun. I'm normally asking the questions. Can I ask you a question, Jonathan? Have you enjoyed writing Lady Natilda and all the scripts?
Yes, I have enjoyed writing for Lady Natilda. She's probably the most insane character I've written in a long time. And then you came along and developed her even beyond what I'd written or imagined. But I do enjoy writing for her and for writing for the series. I've always wanted to do an epic fantasy series with developing characters that people can identify with. I'm not sure if they can identify with Lady Natilda, but you know how it is.
Groovy. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm just making up reactions to what you're saying. Oh, wait, and her other redeeming quality is that she is a devil on a karaoke machine. But we haven't got that to that episode yet, have we? No, she is. She is bloody good in bed. she'd do anyone anywhere. What else are her redeeming qualities? I don't think we've seen all there is to know about Lady Natilda yet. I think as this season goes on as well, you find a few more hidden depths to her. I mean, how it's been left, you know. I mean, my goodness, she's killed so many people. I think I have to go to therapy. I can't deal with the body count. No, I do wonder, you know, I don't know, for me, redeeming qualities would be when she looks inside herself and realises what she's become and for what reasons. It's quite deep. But no, I'm very excited to see where she goes next, what you do with her, because she does... There's some kind of showdown needs to happen, which will be something to relish very much. And also, you know, all the cast members, there's so many wonderful characters as well that'd be so fun to put her against or together with. So, yeah, I think there's more to come of the fun.
So tell us when and how you got involved in voice acting.
I guess officially it's actually 5 years today. No, it was 2014 I started to follow this as a potential career path. I wanted to so much because I've like got lots of different types of accents that I can do, so like I can do lots of places from different parts of Europe, and I got, you know, a few American different types of accents too, so I thought that I would try to use those so that I could showcase, you know, and perhaps be useful for games or voice parts in audio drama. So I tried to talk to a friend of mine who you might know called Kareem Cromfley. He's amazing. And like, so we talked about stuff and he said he just got his reel done. So I thought, well, what's a reel? I'll do that. And I fathomed my reel, which I've still got up on my website. If you want to look at that, you can. But yeah, sorry, I don't know why I talked like that. But yeah, I just then hawked that around the place. I sent it to, who was in contact with in the early days? There was Matthew McLean and Robert Cudmore, obviously currently doing a Scottish podcast and other things, but we're also doing the audio drama production podcast. So I joined their Facebook site as well, which is now called the Audio Drama Hub. And I just wanted to act, you know, and, you know, essentially, I suffer from eczema and asthma, okay, and those aren't, like, life debilitating, but they do affect me randomly, and I also have a wonderful family. I have two kiddies and they are the joy of my life. And my third kiddie is my husband, who's wonderfully fun and crazy and gives me big cuddles. And I just thought, goodness, voice acting, if I can get set up in my own house, then I can do that around all the other things I'm doing and enjoy that. So that's what I did. I pinged off my reel to lots of different people. And essentially over the years, I've now been involved in over 100 podcasts as a huge variety of characters, from old ladies, I do love doing an old lady, to, sprightly young things and toddlers. So, I don't know. I've just rambled, don't I? Sorry. I wish I had Lady Natilda's direct. You know.
So what kind of characters do you like to play?
Naughty ones are the best, though, aren't they? Evil ones. Or I do like ones that you kind of think, oh yeah, they're nice, and then at the end you go, oh, actually they've just killed that person, so they're not very nice. I love things that can flip on a coin too. I love characters that really sort of challenge my range as well. So I think for me, like, I was on an episode of Edict Zero, which is one of my absolutely favourite podcasts, and I played a Scottish accent in that one as well, but slightly different to Natilda. I played Marion in that, and she was, like, more emotionally sensitive, and I'd like to be able to play with real characters a bit more. I do tend to get the Lady Natilda types, which I'm not mourning about at all. I absolutely adore them, but I would love to be challenged to try and do some more straight roles, I guess, is the underlying thing. But saying that, I mean, Drunk Helen, she's one of my favorites. I love the, if you haven't heard a Scottish podcast, she's very much like the slightly more drunk version of Lady Natilda, and is a joy to play. And I enjoyed Lily as well from Amelia podcast. That was awesome. The season finale of season one was great fun. I just love any character that's well written, to be honest. And you can tell good writing, I think, because it's more fun. I think I've stopped rambling enough there. But I hope folks are enjoying Magic Monsters and Mayhem, and do share it and let me know how I can do things better. If you ever hear me on anything, I'd love to hear from you.
How can people connect with you on social media?
So, yeah, I'm on Twitter as Sarah of Golding. I've got my website, which is Sarah Golding Voice Actor and More. You can look me up, and if you want to hire me for your show, then do, because, like, I could do with, like, some more work. Not. I'm actually teaching at the moment as well to make ends meet, and also pursuing other avenues of voice acting work. I truly adore it, and if you want to get into it, oh yeah, can I plug this? Am I allowed, Jonathan?
Oh, you can plug anything you like here.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to do it anyway. I do Mediva podcast, which stands for Modern Audio Drama Indie Voice Acting. It's basically me wanting to share my love of voice acting and talking to people who I admire, adore, or want to emulate when I grow up. And you can find it on any podcatcher, on iTunes and so on. So yeah, Mediva podcast, we're halfway through season two right now. I've just put an episode out about acting for what's it called? Zombies Run. Yeah, Zombies Run is great fun.
And you should listen.
You should listen to that, definitely. I think I've said enough, haven't I, Jonathan? It's very lovely talking to you, imagining talking to you. Can I end with a song?
Oh, knock yourself out.
Thank you. Magic Monsters and Mayhem is the story you will adore. If you've got a few more hours, Hunt it down, you'll beg for more. Thank you very much. I don't have a singing career, obviously.
Thanks for joining us on the Magical World podcast, Sarah. It's been a real pleasure to have you here.
Thanks very much, Jonathan. It's been lovely talking to you. I hope you have a lovely time writing more Lady Natilda, because I absolutely adore playing her. So thank you for even creating this monster. Shut up, Sarah. I am not a monster. How dare you? You dare talk about me like that again, and the viper will come knocking. Actually, it probably can't because it hasn't got hands. Shut up! Okay, so. So, as it were, for now, I hope you've enjoyed listening to such nonsense and that you all listen to all of Magic Monsters and Mayhem right now, or I'll bump you on the body or something. Right, ta-ta!
Okay, that was Sarah Golding, who plays Lady Natilda. It was a great, great pleasure to talk to her, as it's been a great, great pleasure to talk to you folks this week on the Magical Worlds podcast. We're coming to you a couple days early, since we have been delayed on this episode. I wanted to get it out as quickly as I could for you guys, so yep. Putting it out on Sunday instead of Tuesday next week, we'll be back to our regular release schedule. So until then, thank you guys for listening. We love you so much. Don't forget to send in your giveaway submissions. Answer that trivia question. Rosa Dernhelm's tribe. What's the name of her tribe? Yeah, that's it. What's the name of the elf tribe that Rosa comes from? So, yeah. Send that in to darkbuilding1@yahoo.com with the subject header MMM giveaway or MMM contest, whichever you prefer, so that we know that's what we're getting, rather than just spam. But anyway, thanks guys for listening. We will be back with you soon, next week, of course, with another episode and another interview. Next week we will be interviewing Rachel Rumler, who plays Rosa Dernhelm's sister, Selena Dernhelm. So that'll be an interesting conversation. We appreciate you guys listening, as I said. Thank you so much. For those who might want to know, the music that you hear in this program, under me and at the beginning and end, it was written and composed by Kevin MacLeod. I just thought I should put that in there. Some credits here. This series is, of course, produced by myself. I do the editing, I do the hosting. My name is John Russell, if you didn't know. And if you didn't know, where have you been? But at any rate, yeah. And the copyright, of course, is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. And, what we do here, we do for fun. We do for you guys. We do for your pleasure, your listening pleasure. And we do hope you enjoy what you hear. And if you'd like to email us with any of your feedback, you certainly may do so with the subject header DRE feedback or MMM feedback or, magical worlds feedback, any of that stuff. As long as we know it's not spam, have a nice subject header and send it to darkbuilding1@yahoo.com, which again is where you can send your contest submission as well. So that's it. I'm wrapping this up. Thanks, guys, for listening. We will be with you again real soon.
This program is copyright 2019, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.